Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In a sight, funnies, round the world.
And I don't know why I did that. I'm hitting it. Trust me, I'm hitting it. Keep going. I hate this board. I'm hitting it, Frank. I really am. Oh, there it is. Thank God. Oh.
Quiet. Well, it's Saturday, and I don't have to go to work. So, what do you mean? You don't go to work anyway. Oh, shut up. Well, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood to shoot a little pool down at the local pool hall. That's a good idea. Glad I thought of that. Come on, come along, Stanley. And no cheating this time. Well, I never cheat. Never cheat. What do you call that? Hiding that eight ball. Well, I didn't hide it. I accidentally put it in my pocket so I wouldn't forget it. Never mind. Oh. Here's a good table. All right. I'll rack 'em up. Well, now, wait a minute. Why should you break? You broke last time. No, I didn't. You did. I did not. How can I break if I was outside getting me a nice drink? Never mind. Just go ahead and break. Knew that would get him. All right, here we go. And 1, 2, 3. And wait a minute, fellas. You better not. Who are you? And my name is Harry. And me and my friend Harvey, we were going to use this table.
Your friend Harvey?
Well, you can't use this table. We're using it. Now get out of here. Go ahead and shoot. Well, how am I going to shoot with all that noise and racket going on? Why don't we just give him his table and get another one? We are not going to do that. When I'm in the right, I'm in the right. We're shooting right here. Now, go ahead.
Well, then you better not.
Well, now, wait a minute. He says I better not. You tell me to shoot. Why, oh, why was I blessed with this pool cue? Never mind that. Now listen, you. I told you to get out of here. Now you want to make something out of it. Go in there and get Harvey. And I'll twist the both of you into pretzels.
Okay for you. But Harvey's not going to like that.
Harvey. All kinds of maniacs around this place. Go ahead and shoot.
This is my friend, Harvey.
I told you to get out. What's the matter, Ollie? Don't you feel good? Will you shut up?
Hey, what's this wise guy talking about? He's going to twist us into pretzels. What kind of a thing is that, eh? What are you, wise guy? Looks like you eat too much spaghetti, too. He loves spaghetti, especially with a lot of sauce on it and anchovies. What? Anchovies, you know, those little fish that run around in the soggy water. He eats that. Would you stop that?
Wise guy, huh? You know what I might do? I'll punch you right in the nose, see? Yeah.
Yeah.
I even walk around with bandages. He's got a bandage. Look at that. He's all prepared. Will you stop it? I can't go outside. I got my good suit on.
Well, that's true. He's got his good suit. And but he'll fight you any time you want.
Oh, you want to fight me another time, huh? All right, wise guy. Meet me at Kelsey's gym. Sunday, 6 o'clock. And if you're not there, I'll come get you. Where do you live?
At 241 Skimhorn Street.
What is the matter with you, Ollie? Why'd you have to go pick a fight with a big fella like that?
Get out. Get out before I use this pool cue on you.
The big fight, all right. You know where I got that from, right?
Yeah. Jackie Gleason.
Jackie,
I don't know if Gleason invented it or Lauren Hardy invented it.
I think they must have both.
All right. Inner Sight Follies. Around the world. Oh, is that our theme song now? Get rid of that.
Yes, it is. You didn't know? Hang on, let me see. I'm hitting it like 3 times.
Right.
Now it stopped. Okay.
Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, around the world. And just as I said that, my dog walked in the studio.
Yeah. Say hi,
Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Don't forget the June 28th Whisker Walk.
Yes.
Yeah. That means I'm not going to shave for 3 months.
Oh, it's 3 months.
Yeah, I'll have whiskers.
No, you don't need whiskers.
And all I got to do is
not
walk.
A lot of whiskers. Not a lot of whiskers.
The whisker, and I'll have
weird.
The walk. All right,
no.
Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 63, phone number 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Greatest dog on the planet, Akita. Service dog, pet dog, or just an all-around regular go-get-em dog.
Go-get-em
right.
Dog.
All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, take care of them, watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. We got The Adventures of Dr. Feelgood coming up.
Oh, don't let me say anything about. Well, does he feel good?
Feel good. Yeah, I'll be out there later. Oh, shut up. Dr. Feel Good and his hard boiled eggs.
No comment.
Two more hard boiled eggs. All right.
All right.
Around the world. Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. I'm going to do a comedy. I'm going to do a comedy at the when we do the Ray Charles.
Oh,
the
yeah. No, I know what we do.
All
Fable
right.
Friendly philosopher.
Yeah, right.
That'd be fun.
Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, rob a house, get a house. Burn a house.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
No, just buy the house.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. What else we got? We're still on the air? Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. well, I don't know if we're going to be on after we hear Dr.
Yeah, that's longer, yeah. Wait, you're going.
All right. Let's see. What else we got? Around the world, some of our friends, Touro Law Center, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com. All right. We married the dogs.
They were there. My mother was there. No, she wasn't. Shut up.
She wasn't there.
let's see. Well, it's Inner Sight Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Need any information? Just dial them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or dial them down or whatever. Dial them up. 631-880-7929. It's amazing how I remember all these numbers. I don't use cue cards, folks.
Yep.
I don't like cue cards. Never did.
You know. I used to have a good memory like that until my stroke happened. Now, I remember some stuff.
Well, you gotta recertify your brain. That's what you gotta do.
I am, gotta. I try, but sometimes.
All right.
Better
well,
than other days.
Jim Bahamundi. All right. Cut that. Bahamundi, 516. 783-9662, human rights. Just remember you have none. Damn
That's
true.
The truth.
Pretty soon we're going to be
true.
Like Hong Kong.
Oh, God forbid.
The Chinese are going to, we're going to be under the same law that they want to put in Hong Kong. With a disabled.
That's horrible. Oh, my God.
All right, Inner Sight.
I feel bad for Hong Kong.
I don't know about
now,
you, but
honestly.
I'm going over to Turkmenistan.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't remember the name of it.
What's the name of that country I'm going to?
Yeah, exactly. Just send me the
Turkmenistan. That's it. Why are you going down Turkmenistan? I go with you. Shut up.
That's right. Get me the luggage and I'll just go on, there.
I'm going to bring Louis the Lip with me.
Yeah. Aww.
They only had one case of the virus world in Turkmenistan.
They closed down
what did we do wrong?
Everything.
What did we do wrong? What kind of a country is this?
Crazy.
You know what that means?
What?
That means all the guys who spent $300,000 to go to medical school are stupid.
No.
And they're broke.
That too.
After this virus, they're going to be broke. Nobody's going to go with them anymore.
No.
Turk medicine, that's Turk and medicine. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, that's right. I like that.
All right, what else we got? Inner Sight around the world. Nobody stopped on Long Island. Gary, 484-3085, 631. 484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical, guinea pig, rabbits.
Guinea pig?
Little things. Butterflies. You want to feed your butterfly? Call Gary.
He don't
what?
Do butterflies.
I don't who told you I give butterfly food? I don't have that.
Butterfly food.
Butterfly.
That's
food.
That's easy. I
all
got
right.
it for you. Just
give me a jar of caterpillars, will you?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
And we got coming up. We got Gleason and all the philosopher. Gleason and the philosopher. All right.
Well,
give me the in fact, give me a little friendly philosopher music.
Hang on.
Inner Sight live around the world.
Philosopher.
Come with me. Take medicine. You'll never get sick. You'll only die, but you won't get sick.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. How do you do that? By the way, this is your disabled-friendly philosopher. How do you die and not get sick?
I don't know.
Interesting question. Down there in Take medicine, they don't need medicine. They got common sense. They locked up the border. They wouldn't let them in. They wouldn't let them out. They wouldn't let him shout. They wouldn't let him talk.
That's right.
They shut him up in the streets. And they all went out and they started dancing. And the poor one guy who passed away from the virus. Gee, I wonder how he got it. He couldn't get out and he couldn't get in.
Yeah.
Oh, they said some people, according to the report on the international website of Turkmenistan, some people bribed the border guard to let him in.
Yeah.
How you like this?
Yeah.
And that's how the virus came in.
See?
One person, one case of the coronic. I think the ones who let us get the coronic ought to get a colonic.
No.
Give them a colonic.
No colonic.
A colonic. They need
why?
It.
Why? They don't need
a
colonic.
Well, maybe because they don't have common sense because they don't go to the bathroom enough, see? So they need a colonic.
I got something worse.
Yeah. Anyway, just give me a little more music in the background there. We didn't want the philosopher.
Oh,
the philosopher needs some class.
No.
Come on.
Okay.
Push it up.
You got class, Colin.
There it is. Yeah, folks. Before you know it, this country will be turned into tight minutes.
Oh, no.
And we'll never get sick. No
there
virus.
You go.
And you want to wear a mask down there. And you won't have to stand 6 feet away and come out with a tape measure and try to measure your brother. With your mother. That's going to be the day that we'll look forward to. There's no lockdown over there. They're all locked up. All right, Turkmenistan, the greatest country in the world. Heard it from the disabled friendly philosopher. Right here on the Inner Sight College. One case of the virus. They ought to be ashamed. This country. They don't even have common sense. Close down all the medical schools. Get rid of them. Make them holistic. And this is your disabled-friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. If you want to travel, get on a plane and go to Turkmenistan.
There you go. I got my baggage ready.
The best place
me?
In the world.
I don't even know
all
where
right.
I'm going, by the way. Where is this place?
I bet you they grow oil of oregano over there in their house, the plant.
Probably.
I'll bet you any money.
I bet you they only drink oil of oregano all the time.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight.
93,010.
What?
93,010.
93,010?
10, yep.
We made it.
Yes, we did.
We made 93,000. Thank you, Turkmenistan.
Wait a minute, let me see if they're one of the
I wonder if anybody listens
people.
To us over there.
We have people, let's see, in that
how many,
part of
how
the
many
woods,
people listen
see.
To us in Asia? Can we find out?
I would have to sit down and add that up.
Oh.
Seriously.
We'll have to get that information. Boy, I'm telling you, the politicians are going to be very embarrassed. You never heard them talk about Turkmenistan, did you? They're afraid
I don't
to talk
even know where
that.
Turkmenistan is.
It's just someplace in Asia.
Ah.
Yeah, you can
well,
look it up.
So far, you said this is near Turkey?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I've heard of Turkmenistan, and I just don't know where it is. Let me look it up.
No, you can look it up. All right, Inner Sight Funnies. Around the world, by the way, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. If you can't think of anything funny to say, say something stupid. we got Dr. Feelgood coming up. And an episode of The Honeymooners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have time. All right, we got Louie.
Uh-huh.
Is Louie on the line yet?
Not yet.
All right.
We have Maureen and Anthony.
Oh, all right.
Maureen's in queue, though.
All right. Let's take a call from Maureen, then we'll do the Dr. Feelgood. Inner Sight Live.
Okay.
Nursing home advocate.
Hello, darling.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hi. I missed the first 10 minutes of the show trying to get information on how my mom's doing tonight, but you guys sound like you're having a lot of fun there.
Yeah.
We're losing our mind a little, but that's okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's Friday night. You gotta have fun.
Yeah, you gotta have fun.
Friday
exactly.
Night
Follies. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Good to have some laughs. That's what I was going to ask you. Where is this Turk medicine?
I have no idea. I'm looking it up.
It's in Asia. Some central.
It's in Asia, but near Turkey.
I think it's mostly an Armenian country, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was going to say,
oh, wait,
is it over
it,
like
I
that
got
way?
It. Hold on.
Wait a minute, you interrupted Maureen. Maureen, what were you saying?
No, I said I have heard of it. I think it is over maybe Armenia way or that
Aha.
part of the world somewhere.
Turkmenistan. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Mm. Turkmenistan. Okay. All right.
Turkmenistan.
Turkmania. Okay, it's also as that. And then it's also Turkestan, Turkey. These are all different names for it.
Yeah.
So, and it's all near this. It's, oh, wow, that's a weird location. Okay, the border of Kazakhstan. Oh, I never could say that. Uzbekistan. I can never say these things. I know I could say Afghanistan.
Uzbekistan, is it? Uzbekistan?
Uzbekistan. Yeah, I can never say it. Sorry.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah, I've heard of
it. Uzbekistan. And Kazakhstan. I can never say that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Caspian Sea. And Ash. I'm sorry?
Afghanistan. Afghanistan.
No, I know. I can say
too.
Afghanistan, yeah. The Caspian
oh,
Sea.
Yeah.
And Ashgabat, capital. That's Turkmenistan. I can't say that.
The capital.
Because I am looking for a place to live. So.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, let me see. I'm better with geography. I could actually look at it here. And if I could actually see it, if it ever comes up. Yeah,
and they only had one case of it? That's all. That's it. One case.
That's a big country, actually.
Yeah.
And they only have one case in that big country.
That's
wow.
what they're saying.
Oh, that capital, Ashgabat. Ashgabat is
Ashgabat.
The capital. And the ethnicity is Russian. I guess it used to be a Russian state.
Yeah.
Turkmenistan. Huh? Yeah.
Well, they did something right, that's for sure. They,
oh, yeah.
Well,
did it right.
say anything about the people, those Russian people there?
Yeah. But then Russia, now it says Turkestan, Turkey, or Turkmenistan. I can never say all this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is all Uzbekistan, they also say. I guess these are all bordering with Kazakhstan. Oh, I can never say that. Go ahead. You know which one I'm saying. Kazakhstan. I think that's the way you say it. And then Uzbekistan, right? Afghanistan. Too many stands here. and then the Caspian Sea. And the capital
and
is Ashbak. If I'm saying this all right. Now, say
okay.
that four times.
Well, they closed
oh,
all their
borders. Oh, get the general idea.
That's
yeah,
how they kept it
they
out. So,
yeah.
What say.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
right. In a
I wonder how they did it.
Yeah.
Does it say anything about the virus, what you're looking up?
No, that was Wikipedia. Sorry. I was looking at Wiki. I wasn't looking at the virus. I was looking at the
right,
borders.
Nothing about the virus.
No.
Oh. Well, that would be amazing.
All right,
if they only had one
funnies,
person.
Maureen, what's up? What do you want to say?
No, I just
something
called up
funny.
To, you know, say their show's You're very funny. You're having lots of laughs, giving people lots of laughs tonight, and we all could use that, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
My mom, she was moved again, and I just called, and she's doing all right, they said, so I hope so.
Oh, good.
That's the
truth. Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Maybe she's getting
I like
around,
that other
know.
Floor because the nurse was
say
doing
a
that.
Prayer,
floor.
Say
she
a
was...
prayer.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. I know. It's just such a tough hole we're going through, you know. Hopefully, yeah.
We'll get out of it.
It'll be okay.
I think I'll
so.
Get out of it. You'll get out of it. We'll get out of it. And you know what? We got to hold them accountable, period. That's all.
Oh, definitely. Especially our governor. Mm-hmm. That's the one we have to really... hold his feet to the flames, because he's the one who put those sick people in the nursing homes. I have
yeah,
it on
I,
tape.
I told him, I said, take the people out of the nursing homes and then put, you know, the COVID positive people in. No, he decided he wanted to put the people, who cares about the vulnerable, who gives a poo? He decided on his own, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And he not only had the ship and the Javits Center, but I have on the recording, the Brooklyn, you know, that Brooklyn hospital that he had, nobody ever was in that. So he had that he could have used, too, instead of putting sick people in with a deadly disease into nursing homes.
Yeah.
He just writes the nursing home people off. That's all he does. Oh, they're
he
old, they don't matter. That's his thing.
And the elderly off, period. Done deal. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, he should have called Turkmenistan. They would have told him what to do. That's
yeah,
what he should have.
Knows what to do. They knew what to do.
That's right. They knew what to do, and the greatest country on the planet knew zilch. They didn't know anything.
Zilch.
And now the other guy wants to open up the churches.
Turkmenistan's the greatest country now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
One case.
And the president wants to open up all the churches and the mosques and the synagogues, because if the liquor stores can be open, well, there's a big difference between a few people in a liquor store at a time and a whole bunch of people in the church.
Yeah.
Synagogue and mosque. More people congregate in those than in a liquor store at one.
I want to know, is he, does? No, let me not say it. Let me say it. This show is really out there anyway. Is he stupid? Is he not?
We
got to
get on with
sense?
The funnies. This is supposed to
Shall
be
we
Friday
answer
night funnies. All right, in a sight.
Okay, let
Thank
me go.
You, Maureen.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, good night, guys. Take care.
Good night.
All right. We're
okay,
on television
bye.
Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20.
I love eardrops when you're ready.
Check them out. 8:30, Channel 20, Wednesday. And let's see, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And before we get to Louie, we're going to do a new thing. We never did it before.
Uh-oh.
All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the adventures of Dr. Feelgood. We got any feelgood music? What kind of
I have Jack Benny. I got Jack Benny.
Jack Benny. All right. Put the Jack Benny.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist,
Jack Benny, make you feel good.
Playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Bloom. Could I have A, please, Professor? That's close enough. if you please, maestro.
I love him so.
This is Dr. Feelgood. Hello, everybody. I got four different degrees, but not in medicine. I got a degree in how to make hard-boiled eggs, how to make soft-boiled eggs, how to chase girls, and a couple other degrees I can't talk about on the air. Talk about in the air either. All right. Yeah, Dr. Feelgood and my assistant, Gabriel Feelgood, and the other fellow. What's the other fellow's name? I forgot his name. What's
it's
your name, other fellow? Oh, the bear, the big bear.
Oh,
all
the
right.
Big bear.
And I don't know where the biting buzzard went. Oh, there she is. All right. Dr. Feelgood and... I'm going to make you some of my famous hard-boiled eggs. Are you ready?
Yeah. Give me a hard-boiled egg, Dr. Feelgood.
All right. What's that? That's the Feelgood-style hard-boiled egg. See, that's how you open it up. You crack the little shell on the end there, and on the other end, you go...
Boy, that's so good. They could use that for... To cure the virus with the lungs.
Oh yeah, well. Now, listen. I want you to behave yourself. Remember last time you were in the office. Feelgood, Gabriel Feelgood. You were in the office last time. Remember what happened?
Yeah. I got in trouble.
Yeah, and the girl got all upset when you were talking to her and everything, and gat like that, and. And she called a cop on you. Now, I don't want that to happen no more. You hear me?
Oh, yeah. I'll be good. Don't worry. I'm common, but I got a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, just use some of that common sense.
Well, I'll use a lot of sense, but I'm not common.
All right. Here's our first patient coming in now. Miss, I don't feel good. I want to be better.
Be better. Okay, be better. Oh, hello, Miss Be Better, honey, darling, sweetheart. I adore you. I love...
Well, you cut that, Anna. You can't be talking like that to my patient. What school did you go to anyway?
Well, I went to the school of Soft Knocks.
Soft Knocks?
Yeah, it's out there, down there, down south, right next to Fort Knox. That's how I got my jail record.
Oh, shut up. You stupid. Don't be stupid around my office. Now, don't mind him, ma'am. Now, just sit down now. Now, what seems to be the problem?
I have pain.
Oh, you got pain. Where's the pain?
The pain is my husband.
Your husband? Oh, boy.
Don't worry, honey. I'll take care of him.
Where are you going? Going to get my gun. Get over here. Now, listen, the pain is, where do you get the pain?
I get it in my rear end, my front end, my side end, and all over.
Oh, well, we're going to have to take an x-ray. Now, let's see, where's the x-ray technician?
Oh, I'm here, I am. I'm right here. Yeah, Gabriel, get that x-ray machine over here, will you? Oh, yeah. Hey, honey. Sit down, take it easy.
Now, this x-ray is x-rated.
I'm sorry.
It's an x-rated x-ray.
X-rated? I'm a married woman. What are you trying to do here? What kind of a doctor are you?
Dad, I'm a doctor feel good. That's why we're going to make you feel good, see? That's why it's x-rated.
Where did you go to medical school?
What school? I went to elementary school. I don't know about medical school. Well, you see, you know what happened? Let me tell you what happened, see. When I was little, I wanted to be a cop, see, and I went down to medical school, and they wouldn't let me in.
I wonder why. Why wouldn't they let you in?
Well, they said I was a moron, but I didn't agree with them. Dr. Feelgood, don't worry. We're going to make you feel good. Honey, sweetheart, darling baby.
Get him away from me before I kill him. I felt bad when I came in here. Now I feel worse.
Well, don't worry. I got some good medicine for you.
What is it?
Baking soda. Here, take this. And you go out and your indigestion will go away and you'll feel better. The Adventures of Dr. Feelgood. The biggest moron. I think we're going to get him to help the United States with the virus because he's...
I think so. Because everybody else, I tell you,
everyone else has failed. Maybe Feelgood will do something right.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe Donald Trump, after his presidency, will fulfill the position.
Yeah. All right, in a second, we got Louis the Lip on the line from Long Island.
Yeah, Louis the Lip. Here he comes.
All right. And Louis. Hello.
Hello, this is Louis Rivera talking to my friend. His name is Jack Benny, as you just heard. Hey, Jack Benny, what do you do? He's playing an hour on that violin.
Yeah. That was the warm up for the Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
I don't know who sounds worse, you or Benny.
I know all about it. I heard Jack Benny through the radio while I'm listening to the radio right here.
You know why Benny played that so terrible, don't you? Because Dean Martin was backstage and Dean gave him a couple of belts.
No way.
He came out.
Oh, you're talking about Dean Martin. Yes, you know all about it, you know.
That's it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he really?
I wouldn't do that to Jack. Gave him a couple of belts backstage, and then when he came out, he didn't know where he was.
Oh, what did he
do?
All right, what's up, Lou? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. My name is Pat Cooper on the line talking.
Pat Cooper.
All
right.
Yeah.
What do you think the doctors should do about the virus, Pat?
I mean, coronavirus. I don't know. Go to New York City and talk to Andrew Cuomo or talk to Mayor de Blasio, I do a song called Coronaville. You know.
Yeah, I think they should take the mayor and the governor and leave town with the virus together.
Amber Lee, tall bellies, and coronavirus bound.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, anybody out there who would like to help President Trump, donate him a mask. He needs a mask. You know, you can write it off. If you're making a donation to Inner Sight, you can write it off.
There you go.
On your
write
taxes.
It off after that. Tax exempt.
Give him a mask with a pretty girl on it. I bet you'd wear that.
I don't know. I don't think so, Frank. I'll give it to all the girls and give them give any color mask they got and put it over your nose and mouth and use your glove, you know, and give it to Jack Benny or maybe Pat Cooper or something like that, you know.
That's
and at the bottom, make sure you put, you know, contributed by Inner Sight.
Yeah. Put our name out. Imagine if Trump wore our name on his face.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We'd get famous then, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes, we would. I don't know what
Well,
way,
Mr. Trump, how much money did you give this organization? Oh, I couldn't afford much. I only gave him $20
million. and, Frank, before you put a mask on, I want you wash your mouth with Scope mouthwash before you put a mask on your nose and mouth. Let the girls see that.
Wash your mouth with Scope, and you will have hope.
Open
yep.
Hope. On a rope soap.
Now,
hey,
my name is Suzanne Sasani.
My name is Suzanne.
I'm
sorry.
Yes.
My name is Suzanne Sasani. I'm really on the spot here.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either.
Not only Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, I'm sorry.
There you go.
And I talked to that chick. They wanted to give me a puck on my lips and a little love drops going on at the same time. I give it to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. And Susan says, what do you do with that with mouth-to-mouth participation? You know, like I give it to one of the girls, wah-wah-wee, and something like that. You know what I mean?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about. He must have dipped into the sangria early.
Oh, he must have had a few of them.
Yeah,
sangria.
Yes, I did.
How much sangria do you have? Yeah,
with the mask on.
Yeah, I can't drink sangria right now. I gotta take a sip of I'm about to cover my mouth with coronavirus. We cover my mouth with a mask and nose and mouth, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Well, did you ever try drinking with the mask on?
No, I gotta take it off. How can I drink it? I gotta take the mask off. And
they got a
drink.
Mask. Now wait. They got a mask with a hole in it. It defeats the purpose. It's got a little hole in it so you could drink.
Yeah, you put a straw in it.
Yeah, it has it.
No,
it has
I don't have
a
no straw.
Straw.
I need a baby bottle.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Well, if you think I'm walking around with a mask with a straw, you're crazy. They're lucky I wear the mask.
Yeah,
I'm going to get like President Trump. I'm not wearing a mask anymore.
Yeah, I don't
want to
wear a mask. I got to just go give me a mask.
Tickets.
I got to put a mask on and I'll put on some love drops in the sangria and get offer any kind of flavor you want.
Hey, wait, I got an idea, Louie. Why don't you invent a mask called a sangria mask? Boy, would you sell that big.
Yeah, you would.
Buy this mask and you get a free tube of sangria in it. You drink it while you're walking.
Yeah,
or
drink it while I'm walking, something like that.
Holy smoke.
Or any
that would be
wine,
a big
wine.
Seller.
Hey. Almond wine or whatever. You know, you like that.
And all right. Yep. And Suzanne, my name is Suzanne. I want to give it. Wait a minute. Hey, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, that's my name. And I'm going to give him, he gave me a drink with ice, a little orange juice blended together. That's what it tastes like.
Juice. The orange juice bothers my stomach. Give me something, my stomach's bothering me today. Give me something I don't know. Think of something else.
Fennel.
Fennel juice.
Hey, Frank Perino, let me ask you a question. I got mixing in a lot. I need a crutch ice. I need a can of prune juice and give it a
prune juice.
Crushed ice.
What are you in a nursing home?
Sounds like a 90-year-old.
I need a prune juice for my stomach.
Wait a minute. Louie, you're not too far older than me, all right? Listen, you don't need no prune juice.
That's what I need. Oh. I need a dime for prune juice with ice.
Oh, God.
Oh, with ice.
I need prune juice.
Hey,
prune juice is good for you.
You know any Neil Diamond song? Come on, give me a Neil Diamond song.
I don't know Neil Diamond. I forgot the lyrics.
You know a lot. He'll start them.
Well, what do you like? Give me anything, anything.
How
who's
about,
the guy who...
Sweet Caroline?
Who's that guy
how
who passed
this,
away? That singer. Recently. I can't think of his name.
How about this one, Franklin? I got an idea. I got a song for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. I got married to the mirror next door. She's been married several times before. And everyone in Henry is on a willy on a slam. On the 8th November, Henry. Henry VIII, I am. H-E-N-R-Y, Henry, Susan the eighth, I am, Susan the eighth, I am, ba-da-dap, boom, 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 boom.
I feel like I'm cheering, like I'm doing
Henry.
A cheerleader.
Oh, Henry, sounds like a candy bar.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight, thank Lou, that was a great song, man. Who was the guy who sang that? That was
Peter Noonan Herman's Hermits.
Herman.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, Herman.
Hello, my name is Suzanne Tarashi. I want you, everybody, have a great Memorial Day, okay?
Oh, yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Get the flag for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Suzanne, I love you.
I love you too, Louie.
All
care.
Right, in a sight, we love
all
you,
right, Louie. Take care, Louie. Remember,
thank you so much.
Signing off.
Okay.
Take
all
care.
Right.
Take care, Louie.
In a sight around the
bye-bye.
World. How many? How much time we got left?
11.
Anybody know?
Not 12 minutes.
Oh, okay.
12 minutes.
So give me some honeymoon music.
All right.
Here we go. Come on, Ralph. We're gonna go bowling. I'm not going bowling. Don't you realize what happened? Wow! What happened, Ralph? What happened? Well, don't you think it's funny that I'm home, 1 o'clock in the afternoon? What happened, Ralph? You took a vacation? I didn't take a vacation. I lost my job. Gee. You lost your job? Well, what happened, Rob? What happened? Oh, I gave the boss an idea about buses, how to make the system better. And he said, gee, that's a great idea, Crandon. Now, since you gave me that idea, we don't need you anymore. Now we can implement that idea and save money.
And since you're so interested in the Gotham Bud Company, you'll be the first to go. After 15 years, driving that bus up and down Madison Avenue, dying in the heat in the summer, freezing in the cold in the winter, I was the first to go. Gee, Ralph, sorry to hear about that. It couldn't have happened at a better time. What do you mean? Well, it just so happens that they're doing a lot of construction work down the sewers, see? And they're going to make the manholes really wide. I can get you down the sewer with me. Get out! Manhole, sewer. Not what I'm going to do now. Got to pay the rent. Wait till I tell Alice. She's going to be very upset. Don't worry, Ralph. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm your pal, and if you ever need any money or anything, just let me know. Thanks, Norton. Matter of fact, I could use a couple of bucks. Oh, well, I'm broke. You're broke? Ralph, why are you home so early? Early? Well, I thought I'd take a few hours off. I didn't feel good.
Didn't feel good? What happened?
Well, Alice, you may as well know the truth. The truth is that I can't tell you the truth because I know the truth, but you can't know the truth, but I can't tell you because if I do tell you, he's going to kill me.
Get out!
You may as well know it, Alice. I lost my job.
You lost your job? Oh, no, Rob. What are we going to do?
Now, don't go hysterical on me. Take it easy. Figure it out.
Figure it out? You can't even figure it in.
Don't get smart. Now, this is an emergency, so we got to put all the money together, see?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you have, savings, money that you put away, anything you got hidden around here, you know, any kind of money that you may have.
All right. Let's see. That's 14 cents and 2 Indian head pennies.
14 cents. 2 Indian head. What do you do with all the money, Alice? You squander it.
I don't squander it.
You don't know anything about money.
Of course not. I never have any.
Don't get smart. Boy, are we in trouble. I'll have to get another job. Get another job. They know I'm on the layoff. They won't give me a job.
Ralph, you're not going to work it like it, but I'll have to go to work.
Oh, no, you don't. There'll be none of that stuff. No working as long as you're my wife. I have my pride.
We have to pay the rent. What are we going to do?
Duh. I don't know. I'll think of something. Wait a minute. Then maybe I can go out and sell iron. That's it. I heard about this company, see? You go down there and maybe they'll give me a job selling irons. Well, vacuum cleaners. That's it. Can sell vacuum cleaners. Yeah. All right. Well, Alice, how do you like it? I'm a vacuum cleaner salesman. Boy, will you see how this thing works. Plug it in the wall, Norton. Plug in the wall. Now, you'll be amazed how this picks up the dirt. Sprinkle it all over the floor, Norton.
Ralph, I didn't wash this floor.
Don't worry about it. I'll you pick it up. All right, here we go. Ralph, I think think that motor needs a drop of oil.
Drop of oil? It wouldn't help it if you dipped it in Texas.
That's what it needs, a drop of oil. Maybe something stuck in there. Yeah. Ralph, you want to try it with cornflakes?
Get on it!
Drop of oil.
Ralph, you got a lemon. Now just go down to the place where you got this vacuum cleaner and tell him you quit before you get in trouble.
I'm not going to quit. I got to sell this thing. Something's stuck in there. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe if I put the hose in my mouth like this, see? No, turn the switch on. Ralph, you sure? Turn it on! What is the matter with you? Well, you told me to turn the switch on. Not when it was in my mouth. Ralph, I think Alice is right. I think you got caught with a lemon. All you need is a little lime and you can sell sodas.
Get out!
All right, in sight, the crazies, the funnies. We changed it a little bit, but
yeah.
It's still funny.
No matter what
All
you
right.
do to that.
Be with your Monday man or glad Monday.
It'll always be funny.
We're gonna, yeah. Monday we're gonna have a glad with Turkmenistan.
Oh, Memorial.
What's the name of that?
It's place? Memorial though. Are we gonna have a?
Oh wait a minute, Memorial Day. I forgot all about that. All right.
Yeah.
All right. In honor of all the service people, no show Monday.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Give people a break, all right.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
those who served, we remember them. All those who are serving, keep our country safe. All right.
Yeah.
And if you need to travel, there's only one place to go. Yeah. You know where it is.
Yeah, Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the, boy, I bet you they're going to make a ton of money over there.
Nah, yeah.
People are going to get on a plane. I wonder where the nearest airport is over there.
Next to Turkmenistan? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have to look. Probably Afghanistan.
Holy, nobody wants to go there.
That's right. No. Then you got Uzbekistan. Then you got a couple of other stands.
Yeah. But you don't know where the airport, where you come in with the plane.
It's the capital of Turkestan, whatever.
All right, we salute Turkmenistan.
There, whatever.
All right,
so
and we hope that the politicians will learn from that country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll be with you Tuesday. Open mic. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Hey, thanks for that 93,000 plus. All right.
All right, baby.
Made my day.
Thank you. It made
and
my day
night.
Too.
All right. Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. Have a good weekend, and don't forget your wild oil of oregano. Since you don't live in Turkmenistan, you better take more.
Yeah, right.
Around the world, Inner Sight. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host and engineer, all our callers. Hope you had a little fun, a little craziness. You know, we just kind of make it up, so it doesn't always make sense, but that's why it's funny. Jimmy's got new sneakers. Oh, shut up.
Oh, no.
Jimmy can jump real high. Pounding around,
oh, now who's that
person? The if you don't mind, get your hand up your ass. Goodbye, world. This is Jimmy Jennings, the Inner Sight. I'll see you later. Next time, Tuesday, open mic. Goodbye, pounding around, fighting the clan. If you don't mind, get your hand up your ass. Goodbye.